At the mouths of two or three witnesses shall the matter be established. Here's the testimony of Henry Gruber.
In that vision, I was standing and looking out over the Isle of Anglesey in Carnarvon, Northern Wales, standing on the Eagle Tower on the Carnarvon Castle. This is the Carnarvon Castle is where Charles, Prince Charles, was coronated as Prince of Wales. That's a significant expression and reason I believe that God put me there. There's a lot that can be put into that. But that isn't my particular expertise. We'll leave that with those who feel they have other information on it. However, as I stood there looking out over the Isle of Anglesey from the Eagle Tower, it's the tallest tower of the Carnarvon Castle, all of a sudden, looking out across toward over the Irish Sea, the tip of the Irish Sea into the North Sea, I was caught up into the heavens and looking down on the earth like a globe. And as I looked down on the earth like a globe, I saw a massive military movement coming out of an area up by the Arctic. And I couldn't figure out what this was, what was going on, why a military, navy, and air force, why it would be going out between the United States and Europe up above Finland, going out through the Icelandic Gap and heading down between the United States and Europe and making a curl all the way around the Horn of Africa towards the Persian Gulf. Now that's significant. When all of a sudden I was alarmed because of that, you would have been too. I looked over toward the United States and I saw something I'd never seen in my life. I had never even preconceived the thought of it. I had always thought that the United States was wiser and more powerful than to allow Russian subs to be parked right almost on our beaches, per se. What I mean by that is you could see the submarines down under the water, but there were areas that the sand still had drifted on down from the beaches into the depths, and the submarines were sitting there aimed at America. I saw them sprinkled all the way across the East Coast. When I saw that, my family at that time lived in Portland, Oregon. I was alarmed, of course, and I wanted to look over toward Portland to see what was going on. And as I looked across the continent of the United States of this globe, I saw the submarines from way up by Washington, the top of Washington, all the way down around towards San Diego, poised in the same way all the way along our coast in the north from the Pacific side. Then something else caught my attention. I began to see radio towers going up all across the nation. And these radio towers, as they went up, the dotted lines began going out as though they were transmitting. And then there was an alarm went off in me. They're sounding the alarm. We're going to be under attack. The siege is laid. When all of a sudden I was watching these radio dots going out like the transmitting of a warning, and instead of the people being warned, they sprinkled to the ground like dust. And an alarm went off in me, and I cried out in the heavens, and I said, "Oh God, they won't even know what hit them." And at that time, all of a sudden, I looked down on the eastern seaboard at the submarine, was drawn to that one right off from New York City, and I saw the missile come right out of that submarine and go right up and come right over the city of New York, and the entire city disappeared. Then I looked down, on down toward Florida. And down there, I could see another explosion take place. I looked across because of my family being in the Pacific Northwest. I looked across. Another explosion took place up by Seattle, Bellevue. And then another one down by San Francisco. And another one down toward Los Angeles. And another one toward San Diego. And there I stood in shock as I was watching these explosions take place and these cities literally disappearing from off the face of the earth. The next instant, I was standing back down on the Eagle Tower, and I found myself looking down in the village. There was no alarm going off. The cars were going the normal speed. People were walking. I looked out over the bay where there were some British ships, warships, and I watched them and studied them for a few seconds. There was no alarm there. And I found myself saying this, "Oh God, if this has not happened, what will be the sign of it and of its time?" And God spoke to my spirit, and these were the words he said. December the 14th, 1986, before Glasnost, Perestroika, the Berlin Wall was still up. The Cold War was still in full bore run. We supposedly were still on alert. The words were spoken to me, when Russia opens her gates and lets the masses go, the free world will occupy themselves with transporting, housing, and caring for the masses. We'll begin letting their weapons down, crying peace and safety. And that's when it will happen. Now, the question I submit to you is this. Where are we on that scenario? Where are we in that prophetic timetable? Is that vision being fulfilled before our eyes? Are we seeing it literally take place?